ABC Radio Australia.
Well, across the Pacific, trade unions are facing a fall net level of influence, largely as a result of reduced membership and funding. But some countries also, they're facing opposition from the sitting governments. Now, union bosses say all of that has meant that workers' rights have been overshadowed because unions have had less of a say in some major decisions. So some unions in the Melanesian region are now keen to turn that around by setting up a new regional body. But as Evan Wasuka reports, the exact model for that remains a matter of debate among the unionists themselves.
At the recent Pacific Islands Forum meeting in Tuvalu, the private sector, NGOs and other interest groups all had their day in the sun, meeting with Pacific Island leaders on the sidelines of what is considered the most important meeting in the region. But one group was absent, trade unions.
Something that's lacking in the Pacific Island Forum is the issues on about the trade union movement and how important the trade union movement is.
Daniel Urai is the president of Fiji Trades Union Congress. He believes the declining power of trade unions has left workers without a strong voice.
If any time, this is the most important time, where there's a lot of things happening around the world on climate change and SDGs, and the Pacific is the one that is on the receiving end. And while we have our government in the Pacific who are speaking up, we need to collectively speak together, the government, the trade union movement, the civil society organization. If anything, this is the best time for us.
He's part of a renewed effort to revive the South Pacific Oceanic Council of Trade Unions. An interim meeting will be held in November in Vanuatu to decide the fate of this once active but now defunct council. In the Solomons, Tony Kagovai is the leader of the Solomon Islands Council of Trade Unions. He agrees with the principle of regional solidarity among trade unions and is keen to bring a body together. But he is not convinced by the plans for a wider South Pacific Council of Trade Unions, known as SPOCTU.
In our meeting in PNG, they said to start it off as, I'd call it Pacific Trade Union Congress or Council. But as you know, it has been a dead body seat for the last 10 years.
But he does agree on the need for a regional body. His vision, though, is for a smaller, tighter coalition, focusing just on Melanesian countries.
I mean, the Melanesian countries see things in a different way. I mean, our culture are different. Our way of looking at things are different from the other Pacific friends. So it will be much easier just in line with the Melanesian spearhead group.
Ephraim Kaltsikau is the Secretary General of Vanuatu's Council of Trade Unions. He's keen for a Melanesian connection too, but one including Australia.
My interest is to hook up with Solomon Islands, Papua New Guinea and New Caledonia and re-establish the kind of unionism that protects the people of the Pacific plus Australia.
So why do unions across the Pacific see a coalition as so important? Mr. Urai says, for example, it could help unions in Fiji deal with a government that's been at loggerheads with trade unions.
Because on our own, no one is coming in to help. SPOCTU has an important role in this, on trying to speak on behalf of Pacific Island workers and see how we can meet governments and formate relationships that are workable.
Whether unions will come together under a wider Pacific body or a sub-regional grouping like a Melanesian bloc is still uncertain. But what can't be denied is the renewed push for unions to have their voices heard beyond their national borders and on broader regional matters.